This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today marks the beginning of a big land rush on the internet. Companies that manage and sell web addresses are set to release a bunch of new ones into the world. These new addresses will be top-level domains, or TLDs. They deal with the letters to the right of the dot. For instance, .guru, .bike, and .singles. Mitchell Hartman isn't on the list, but he's the marketplace guy who brings us this story.
Starting today, a regular Joe small bike shop owner will be able to buy a web address that's really specific to his business.
Are you Joe?
Yeah.
So this is Joe Dobley, and we're here at Joe Bike, his high-end cycling store in Portland, Oregon. His website's joe-bike.com, pretty good. So does he need joebike.bike? Isn't that kind of overkill?
I mean, immediately, who would be looking at .bike? I mean, I'm not going to invest in a destination that people don't even know exists.
But then I tell him it'll probably cost less than $50 a year, and Joe says it probably is worth getting to stake out his brand in case .bike does take off. Other new top-level domains go on sale this week, including .clothing and .photography. By next year, there'll be well over 1,000 more in foreign scripts and for major brands like .apple. Most new domain names will cost $10 to $40 a year, but some hot ones will push into the tens of thousands to buy, like .buzz.
I don't think there's a strong need for the additional extensions. I just think it's a easy way to build a high-margin business if you're the person that's selling them.
Aaron Wall is an expert in search engine optimization, and he thinks consumers will be confused, so they'll keep clicking to the standard .coms and .orgs that they know and trust. Kieran McCarthy worked at the international nonprofit that's in charge of this massive internet expansion. He's certain the new domains will catch on and make it easier for people to connect to their communities and interests online.
And so if you run a bike shop or if you're just a bike fanatic, you'll say, well, I'll get .bike. With all of these extensions, I think the internet will start reflecting our lives, what goes on in life, more closely.
McCarthy says new top-level domains in foreign scripts, like Cyrillic and Arabic, will expand global use and ownership of the internet as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.